Chapter 33. Could see that he meant to act straight. So the old folks made the best of what they couldn't mend, and kept her there with them, when some wouldn't. Time has proved seemingly, that he did mean to act straight, now that he has writ to her that he's coming. She'd have stuck to him all through the time, 'tis my belief, if Tother hadn't come along. At the time of the courtship, resumed the woodman, the regiment was quartered in Casterbridge Barracks, and he and she got acquainted by his calling, to buy a pennorth of rathe ripes off that tree yonder in her father's orchard, though 'twas said he seed her over hedge as well as the apples. He declared 'twas a kind of apple he much fancied, and he called for a pennorth every day till the tree was cleared. It ended in his calling for her. ''Twas a thousand pities they didn't jine up at once, and ha' done why it. Well, better late than never, if so be he'll have her now. But, Lord, she'd that faith in en, that she'd no more belief, that he was alive, when they didn't come, than that the undermost man in our churchyard was alive. She'd never have thought of another, but for that oh no. ''Tis awkward, altogether, for her now. Still as he hadn't married why the new man. Though to be sure she would have committed it next week, even the license being got, they say, for she'd have no banns this time, the first being so unfortunate. Perhaps the sergeant major will think he's released, and go as he came. Oh, not as I reckon. Soldiers ain't particular, and she's a tidy piece o' furniture still. What will happen, is that she'll have her soldier, and break off with the master wheelwright, license or no days me if she won't. In the progress of these desultory conjectures the form of another neighbor arose in the gloom. She nodded to the people at the well, who replied G'd night, Mrs. Stone, as she passed through Mr. Paddock's gate towards his door. She was an intimate friend of the latter's household, and the group followed her with their eyes up the path and past the windows, which were now lighted up by candles inside. 2. Mrs. Stone paused at the door, knocked, and was admitted by Selina's mother, who took her visitor at once into the parlor on the left hand, where a table was partly spread for supper. On the beaufet against the wall stood probably the only object which would have attracted the eye of a local stranger in an otherwise ordinarily furnished room, a great plum cake guarded, as if it were a curiosity by a glass shade of the kind seen in Museum Square, with a wooden back like those enclosing stuffed specimens of rare feather or fur. This was the mummy of the cake intended in earlier days for the wedding feast of Selina and the soldier, which had been religiously and lovingly preserved by the former as a testimony to her intentional respectability in spite of an untoward subsequent circumstance, which will be mentioned. This relic was now as dry as a brick, and seemed to belong to a pre-existent civilization. Till quite recently, Selina had been in the habit of pausing before it daily, and recalling the accident whose consequences had thrown a shadow over her life ever since that, of which the water drawers had spoken the sudden news one morning, that the route had come for the TH Dragoons, 2 days only being the interval before departure. The hurried consultation, as to what should be done, the second time of asking being passed, but not the third. And the decision, that it would be unwise to solemnize matrimony in such haphazard circumstances, even if it were possible, which was doubtful. Before the fire the young woman in question was now seated on a low stool, in the stillness of reverie, and a toddling boy played about the floor around her. Ah, Mrs. Stone! Said Selina, rising slowly. How kind of you to come in. You'll bide to supper? Mother has told you the strange news, of course? No. But I heard it outside, that is, that you'd had a letter from Mr. Clark, Sergeant Major Clark, as they say he is now, and that he's coming to make it up with thee. Yes, coming tonight all the way from the north of England where he's quartered. I don't know whether I'm happy or frightened at it. Of course, I always believed that if he was alive, he'd come and keep his solemn vow to me. But when it is printed that a man is killed, what can you think? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it was printed? Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, yes. After the Battle of Vielma, the book of the names of the killed and wounded was nailed up against Casterbridge Town Hall door. 'Twas on a Saturday, and I walked there o' purpose to read and see for myself, for I'd heard that his name was down. There was a crowd of people round the book, looking for the names of relations, and I can mind that when they saw me, they made way for me, knowing that we'd been just going to be married and that, as you may say, I belonged to him. Well, I reached up my arm and turned over the ferrules of the book, and under the ilt I read his surname, but instead of own they'd printed Ames, and I thought 'twas a mistake, and that it must be he. Who could have guessed there were two nearly of one name in one regiment? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, he's coming to finish the wedding of E, as may be said. So never mind, my dear. All's well that ends well. Apostrophe, that's what he seems to say. But then he has not heard yet about Mr. Miller, and that's what rather terrifies me. Luckily, my marriage with him next week was to have been by license, and not banns, as in John's case, and it was not so well known on that account. Still, I don't know what to think. Apostrophe, apostrophe, everything seems to come just twixt cup and lip with E, don't it now, Miss Paddock? Two weddings broke off, 'tis odd. How came you to accept Mr. Miller, my dear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he's been so good and faithful. Not minding about the child at all, for he knew the rights of the story. He's dearly fond o' Johnny, you know, just as if 'twere his own, isn't he, my duck? Do Mr. Miller love you or don't he? Apostrophe, apostrophe, is. And I love Mr. Miller, apostrophe, said the toddler. Well, you see, Mrs. Stone, he said he'd make me a comfortable home, and thinking 'twould be a good thing for Johnny, Mr. Miller being so much better off than me, I agreed at last, just as a widow might, which is what I have always felt myself, ever since I saw what I thought was John's name printed there. I hope John will forgive me. Apostrophe, so he will forgive E, since 'twas no manner of wrong to him. He ought to have sent E a line, saying 'twas another man. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Selina's mother entered. We've not known of this an hour, Mrs. Stone, apostrophe, she said. The letter was brought up from Lower Mellstock Post Office by one of the school children, only this afternoon. Mr. Miller was coming here this very night, to settle about the wedding doings. Hark! Is that your father? Or is it Mr. Miller already come? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the footsteps entered the porch. There was a brushing on the mat, and the door of the room sprung back to disclose a rubicund man about 30 years of age, of thriving master mechanic appearance and obviously comfortable temper. On seeing the child, and before taking any notice whatever of the elders, the comer made a noise like the crowing of a cock, and flapped his arms, as if they were wings, a method of entry which had the unqualified admiration of Johnny. Yes, it is he, apostrophe, said Selina constrainedly advancing. What were you all talking about me, my dear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the genial young man, when he had finished his crowing, and resumed human manners. Why, what's the matter, apostrophe, he went on. You look struck all of a heap. Apostrophe, Mr. Miller spread an aspect of concern over his own face, and drew a chair up to the fire. Oh, mother, would you tell Mr. Miller, if he don't know? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Miller. And going to be married in 6 days. Apostrophe, he interposed. Ah, he don't know it yet. Apostrophe, apostrophe, murmured Mrs. Paddock. Know what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, John Clark, now Sergeant Major Clark, wasn't shot at Alma after all. 'Twas another of almost the same name. Apostrophe, now that's interesting. There were several cases like that. Apostrophe, and he's home again, and he's coming here tonight to see her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, whatever shall I say, that he may not be offended with what I've done? Apostrophe, apostrophe, interposed Selina. But why should it matter if he be? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh. I must agree to be his wife, if he forgives me, of course I must. Apostrophe, apostrophe, must. But why not say nay, Selina, even if he do forgive me? Apostrophe, oh no. How can I without being wicked? You were very, very kind, Mr. Miller, to ask me to have you. No other man would have done it, after what had happened. And I agreed, even though I did not feel half so warm as I ought. Yet it was entirely owing to my believing him in the grave, as I knew that, if he were not, he would carry out his promise. And this shows, that I was right in trusting him. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Dot dot, he must be a goodish sort of fellow, apostrophe, said Mr. Miller, for a moment so impressed with the excellently faithful conduct of the sergeant major of dragoons, that he disregarded its effect upon his own position. He sighed slowly and added, well, Selina, tis for you to say. I love you, and I love the boy, and there's my chimney corner and sticks o' furniture ready for ye both. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, I know. But I mustn't hear it any more now, apostrophe, murmured Selina quickly. John will be here soon. I hope he'll see how it all was when I tell him. If so be I could have written it to him, it would have been better. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you think he doesn't know a single word about our having been on the brigot. But perhaps it's the other way he's heard of it, and that may have brought him. Ah, perhaps he has. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said, brightening. And already forgives me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, if not, speak out straight and fair, and tell him exactly how it fell out. If he's a man, he'll see it. Apostrophe, oh, he's a man true enough. But I really do think I shan't have to tell him at all, since you've put it to me that way. Apostrophe, apostrophe, as it was now Johnny's bedtime, he was carried upstairs. And when Selina came down again, her mother observed with some anxiety, I fancy Mr. Clark must be here soon if he's coming, and that being so, perhaps Mr. Miller wouldn't mind wishing us good night, since you are so determined to stick to your sergeant major. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a little bitterness bubbled amid the closing words. It would be less awkward, Mr. Miller not being here, if he will allow me to say it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, to be sure, apostrophe, the master wheelwright exclaimed with instant conviction, rising alertly from his chair. Lord bless my soul, apostrophe, he said, taking up his hat and stick, and we two have been married in 6 days. But Selina, you're right. You do belong to the child's father since he's alive. I'll try to make the best of it. Apostrophe, before the generous Miller had got further, there came a knock to the door accompanied by the noise of wheels. I thought I heard something driving up. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mrs. Paddock. They heard Mr. Paddock, who had been smoking in the room opposite, rise and go to the door, and in a moment a voice familiar enough to Selina was audibly saying, at last I am here again, not without many interruptions. How is it with thee, Mr. Paddock? And how is she? Thought never to see me again, I suppose? Apostrophe, apostrophe, a step with a clink of spurs in it struck upon the entry floor. Danged if I bain't catched. Apostrophe, apostrophe, murmured Mr. Miller, forgetting company speech. Never mind, I may as well meet him here as elsewhere. And I should like to see the chap, and make friends with N, as he seems one o' the right sort. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he returned to the fireplace just as the sergeant major was ushered in. 3. He was a good specimen of the long service soldier of those days. A not unhandsome man, with a certain undemonstrative dignity, which some might have said to be partly owing to the stiffness of his uniform about his neck, the high stock being still worn. He was much stouter than when Selina had parted from him. Although as he had not meant to be demonstrative, she ran across to him directly she saw him, and he held her in his arms and kissed her. Then in much agitation she whispered something to him, at which he seemed to be much surprised. He's just put to bed, apostrophe she continued. You can go up and see him. I knew you'd come, if you were alive. But I had quite guided you up for dead. You've been home in England ever since the war ended? Apostrophe, yes, dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, why didn't you come sooner? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that's just what I asked myself. Why was I such a sappy as not to hurry here the first day I set foot on shore? Well, who'd have thought it, you are as pretty as ever. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he relinquished her to peep upstairs a little way, where, by looking through the balusters, he could see Johnny's cot just within an open door. On his stepping down again, Mr. Miller was preparing to depart. Now, what's this? I am sorry to see anybody going the moment I've come, apostrophe expostulated the sergeant major. I thought we might make an evening of it. There's a 9-gallon Casco Phoenix beer outside in the trap, and a ham, and half a Rommel cheese, for I thought you might be short o' forage in a lonely place like this, and it struck me, we might like to ask in a neighbor or two. But perhaps it would be taking a liberty? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh no, not at all, apostrophe said Mr. Paddock, who was now in the room, in a judicial measured manner. Very thoughtful of E, only it was not necessary, for we had just laid in an extra stock of eatables and drinkables in preparation for the coming event. Apostrophe, apostrophe, 'twas very kind, upon my heart, apostrophe said the soldier, to think me worth such a jocund preparation, since you could only have got my letter this morning. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Selina gazed at her father to stop him, and exchanged embarrassed glances with Miller. Contrary to her hopes, Sergeant Major Clark plainly did not know that the preparations referred to were for Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.